The Hong Kong government has abruptly cancelled talks with student leaders of the pro-democracy movement. The meeting had been set for tomorrow. Hong Kong's chief secretary said they won't meet as long as protesters threaten more school boycotts and demonstrations. Protest leaders call the government insincere and are urging people to return to the streets where last week tens of thousands demanded democracy.
When Hong Kong's Occupy Central group first announced it was planning pro-democracy demonstrations, it did so in a church. The group's full name is Occupy Central with Love and Peace, in the Christian spirit, and its top leaders include a minister and a law professor who's also a Christian.
There are many Christians and Catholics among the pro-democracy leaders in Hong Kong, the older generation.
Joseph Chang teaches political science at City University of Hong Kong. He's also a pro-democracy activist and a Christian himself. Chang says many of the movement's leaders were educated in Hong Kong's Christian missionary schools, which helped shape their beliefs.
There is this Christian spirit. You are more willing to suffer. Social justice means more to you. Willingness to sacrifice for a just cause means more to you.
And those same leaders have also shown a greater willingness to take on China's Communist Party and demand genuine democratic elections here for the next chief executive.
Christians all over the world tend to be distrustful of the Communist parties. Naturally, I mean, if you are a Christian in China, if you are a Christian in Hong Kong, you know that the Chinese Communist regime has been suppressing Christianity.
David Zweig, a professor at the Hong Kong University of Science and Technology, is a longtime political observer. He says the Communist Party must be eyeing the Christian connection warily.
Well, they see any religion that has an alternative explanation for the future, that has an organizational capacity, as a threat.
Xing Ming is a pro-democracy activist, a Christian, and a scholar. He emphasizes that the pro-democracy movement is not faith-based and that some Protestant churches oppose it.
A number of pastors, they come out in a very high-profile manner attacking the desirability of this entire movement. They have been politically extremely conservative in the past. So actually, the local Protestant churches are quite divided.
Christianity isn't the only belief system that's having some influence here in the protests. Right now, I'm up in the gritty neighborhood of Mong Kok. There's still a large occupation, a big tent in the middle of an intersection. And up here at the end of the street, there's a big barricade made of bamboo, and someone has set up a shrine to an ancient Chinese general.
It's kind of a god of war, loyalty, and brotherhood.
Kevin Song is a nurse and one of the hundreds protesting today in the neighborhood.
So the gangsters and the police both worship this god to get protection from it.
The same gangsters that protesters say attacked them last week, they believe on behalf of the government, and the same police who fired tear gas at them. Song says protesters are trying to send a message. That general, he's on our side.
We want this god to punish whoever try to hurt the unarmed citizens.
And if that doesn't work, they built another shrine and another barricade with a picture of Jesus and an open Bible. Frank Langford, NPR News, Hong Kong.